From digital planner skeptic to total addict. How I overcame my fear, made my first digital planner, and more than doubled my store revenue. At the beginning of 2018, Michelle messaged me and asked, "Do you have an iPad? I think digital planners are going to be huge, the next big thing for the printable world." I just shrugged it off, being like, "No, oh yeah, that sounds good, Michelle." Then for the next year and a half, she kept sending me messages and screenshots about digital planners, which I totally brushed aside. Sorry, Michelle. By autumn last year, those screenshots revealed how well her brand new digital planners were doing in her Etsy shop. Woot! High fives! Celebration emojis! And I totally meant them. But in my own world, I continued to rebel against the digital planner wave. "I will be a paper girl forever," I declared to an equally skeptical biz bestie. And so I continued to lug around my giant notebook, medium notebook, and mini notebook everywhere I went, just in case. Facepalm emoji. Then, in autumn of last year, I created a printable, dated calendar with intentions. A big file, 100 or so pages. Super excited, I sent it straight over to Michelle. And what did she say? "You need to make a digital version of this. Don't make me scroll through 100 pages on my iPad." Dramatic pause, as I pretend not to have read the message yet. A video lands in my inbox. I press play. It's Michelle. "Hey, Amy, I do not have the time to make this video, but I'm so desperate for you to make a digital version of this planner that I'm going to show you exactly how easy it is to make it in Apple Keynote now." Sweaty smile emoji. Way to kick me back into action. To be honest, she caught me in a vulnerable moment, and thank goodness she did too. Thinking about my Etsy store at the time made my chest contract and my shoulders curl inwards like a turtle, that dread ache. In previous years, November and December were super cha-ching moments for my little online shop. Something about the new year being just around the corner inspired my customers to get their habits, routines, productivity, and plans in check. But somehow last year was different. December rolled around and my sales were tanking. My once crystal clear visions of making a glorious full-time income selling my heart-fueled creations on Etsy were now foggy and distant. Panic set in. What on earth is going on? Is my store broken? Are my products not good enough anymore? Should I pin? Should I do promoted listings? Do I need to start over? Michelle's video was the kick in the butt I needed to try something new after 3 years of printable making. The truth was, I pushed aside digital not because I wanted to rebel against the new cool thing, but because I was scared that the learning curve would be too much work, or that I'd struggle with the technicalness of putting a digital planner together. You see, I've always had a bit of a block when it comes to new techie things. Visions of being sent to special computer classes on my lunch breaks in high school come flooding back every time. So embarrassed, paper never mocks me the way tech does. But back to the moment. So the video ends. Sipping my morning coffee with my partner Mateo, a question popped into my head. But what if adding digital versions of my products could potentially double my sales? I didn't fully believe it at the time, but I was in a rut and the seed was planted. As per my typical style, inspiration for my digital 2020 planner began to slot into place when? About 2 weeks before January 1st, 2020. Great timing, intuition. So, stealing pockets of food coma downtime over the Christmas break, I rewatched Michelle's video. I pieced together the very best ingredients from all my printable planners, splashed it bright pink with splatters, and pressed publish on January 2nd. Yes, even with the product 100% ready and sitting on my hard drive, I resisted publishing for a whole extra day. Part skeptical, part scared it wouldn't work, part indulging in that new chapter overwhelm. And the results? I was shocked. Three things happened. Number one, the sales started trickling in. I noticed that my digital planner was converting so much better than any other product in my store. So I plucked up the courage and decided to boost my new creation with a touch of ad spend on Pinterest promoted pins and Etsy. I thought, okay, I'll up the ad spend for a few days towards the end of the month. If the conversion numbers are honest, then this should work. Cha-ching! And January was a good month for my shop. Because of this digital planner, my sales did indeed double. And even though I heard people say on repeat, January is the planner moment, it turned out that actually February was an even better month for me. Clearly my customers wanted digital planners. Number two, another unexpected turn. I became addicted to digital planning, and my dejected paper notebooks are giving me the evil eye as I write this. For one, I do not remember what it feels like to tolerate dodgy misspellings and scribbled out thoughts on my planner pages anymore. And do you want rainbow My Little Pony colors for your daily top three priorities and hourly plan? Why, yes. Yes, I do. And how does planning on the go, your perfect day out in Paris sound, sparing your poor spine the weight of 200 pages of 200 GSM paper? Why? That sounds lovely. It is indeed, I can attest. Number three, super sweet messages from my unicorn customers began popping into my inbox. They were loving the digital planner, and we may just be soulmates. I realized how infusing my products with my own personality was actually a complete game changer. This planner was not tame. Imagine instead bright pink and splattered with love. Here's to no longer having to worry about printer ink. Bring on all the colors. So in just over 2 months, that one planner has brought in more than $2,000, more than all of my other printable planners combined. And I know this is just the beginning. Imagine what could be possible. What if we were to create one new, all-out, personality-infused, best-of-our-offerings digital planner every month? And what if that process could look as simple as giving our very best products new outfits, new flavors, and new themes? Cue a very slow light bulb moment. Wait a minute. Michelle has been taking this very approach this whole time, and I couldn't see it. She's been making new digital versions of her life binder, one in a llama outfit, one in a minimal outfit, one in a femme earthy tones outfit. Genius. Thanks for sticking it out with the skeptics, Michelle. Suddenly, that vision of a full-time, heart-fueled income is beginning to come back into focus.